Yeah, well, I suppose we would be trying to sort of manage the property to, you know, quite a high level when it comes to sort of biodiversity and, you know, the environment. And it kind of, you know, consolidates all our thinking in one, you know, in one document, in one policy. And it's just nice to have it, you know, a bit more coherent. You know, for instance, we've been reducing the chemicals that we use very dramatically over the last 10 years. We use almost none now. I don't think you'd ever be able to use no, you know, sort of herbicides or pesticides on a, you know, on a big park like this. But we're using really very, very little, and, you know, we don't buy in any more sort of peat compost. And it's, you know, it's lots of little things like that, having a program of planting, you know, plants and trees that are, you know, a lot of them that would be native, a lot of them that would be local native plants, and the, you know, the ones that aren't, because it is a plant collection, the ones that aren't local or native would be, you know, as supportive of, you know, insects and mammals and, you know, the sort of the wildlife as possible. You know, for instance, we've planted a lot of oak trees in the last few years. So, yeah, just sort of putting all those sort of things that we've been doing anyway together in one sort of policy document. And laying out the procedures, and also making a commitment to do that type of thing, you know, going forwards, is, I think, a really positive move.
And how important do you think it is for all sort of heritage sites to contribute like this to the environment?
I think any sort of a park, open area that has any greenery in it at all, you know, just does contribute, and it's a question of maximizing that contribution, you know, doing as much as you possibly can to help the environment. You know, so for instance, like an oak tree supports a lot more life than you know, most other trees do. So if you're going to plant anything, plant that if you can, you know, just sort of think in that way. But yeah, no, I think you know, anything at all, a window box even at home, it all helps.
Mm-hmm. And going forward, do you have any plans to, you know, keep this level up, or?
Oh, there's no going back. You know, when you apply for something like this, you're making a commitment to work to that level going forward, and you're making a commitment to, you know, develop in that direction more and more. So, we would hope that in a few years we might be able to apply for a heritage green flag, which would be, you know, a much higher level of maintenance. So, you know, we wouldn't be resting on our laurels. Mm-hmm. We'd be straight away, we'd be looking at what we could do next. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say that the garden staff here, Ryan McCauley and Peter McDade and Martin Timoney, you know, they do the work. It's them that drives all this. It's very easy for the Office of Public Works to say we would like to, you know, get a green flag, but they're the ones that have to do the work. They have to get behind it and be really invested in it. And they, you know, they have been. And we've seen the, you know, even in the last few years, we've seen an increase in, you know, we have wildflower meadows. They attract all sorts of really interesting insects. We have a really strong, healthy population of things like dragonflies and damsonflies. We have, this year we discovered a huge colony of native Irish bees, quite an unusual thing. We have lots of bats. We even saw like an Irish lizard a few years ago. You don't see very many of those. You know, we have badgers and hares and, you know, all the sort of things that would indicate that the place is very green and biodiverse. We have that. Mm-hmm. And that only happens if they want it to happen, you know. It only happens because they're doing such a good job and they're so invested in, you know, making the gardens and the grounds as biodiverse and accessible for, you know, for the environment, but also for people. You know, it is a park that's open to the people, so you have to, the two things have to work hand in hand, and I think they've done an amazing job at that.